Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah and Trenton go to a cattle branding where Sarah castrates the bull calves. Sarah gets a fair number of invitations to brandings. She's popular in part because she knows what she's doing.
I'm not really here as the vet technically today. I'm here as a neighbor and a friend, but because I know how to castrate, that's typically my job when I go to a branding. So,
we're at Terry and Sherry Eckwurzel's ranch in Nye. It can be windy here, but not today. It's gloriously still and mild as neighbors gather for the venerable Western tradition of branding. While the 150 or so calves run through the chute, they'll also get some vaccinations and tags, and the bull calves will get castrated. This year's branding, like every other thing this year, is different because of the coronavirus pandemic. Terry asked some guys to stay home, and he specifically asked Sarah to bring her husband with her today to keep the number of families gathering together to a minimum.
Like, we have to work the cattle. It's just not an optional thing, and so it could be considered in the essential services category. But they've asked us to try to limit the number of people because this is a big social deal for us. We all get together. We've all worked really hard all winter, keeping the cows fed and being a little bit isolated because of the weather. And then when the cows start to calve, people don't go anywhere. They pretty much stay home and babysit their cows. And so then in the spring, when the calves are born and they get branded, it's kind of a celebratory thing. Number one, it's spring. Yay, we made it to spring again. And number two, yay, we've got most of the cows calved because it's usually easier in a rancher's life once cows go out on grass.
So thanks to the coronavirus, ranchers here are going from a period of social isolation to a period of social isolation. It's not easy. Still, there will be a meal at the end of this.
Cowboy stew, cornbread, beef, all kinds of stuff.
That's Sherry. She's in charge of lunch.
I'm sweating. I gotta go cook. I have nothing started.
She's got some parting words for me as she rockets up the lane toward the house on her four-wheeler.
I just want to say one thing. A cow's hide is 50 times thicker than a human's. So when they're screaming about being branded, don't let it freak you out. You ever been to one of these? Don't let it freak you out.
Well, now I'm freaked out, obviously. Sarah doesn't help matters.
It's a little bit Western. Once we have the calf restrained, the top hind leg pulled back, then I will usually take the end of the scrotum, and there's different ways to do this. I prefer to cut the end plumb off. There are people that will split the sac, but I like to cut it off for drainage, and then we'll pop the testicles out. I'll strip back kind of the excess tissue, clamp on an emasculator, hold it for a little bit, and then it's done. We let them go.
Complications are rare, but in the hemorrhage and infection departments. And every once in a while, a calf will die.
It's tough because when you see a calf laying down the next day after a branding, does he just feel crappy because of the stress he underwent? Is he just kind of a weenie and he's a little sore so he doesn't want to move? Or is there really, really an actual problem? And so, sometimes they're missed, but very few calves in this area, at least, die from post-castration hemorrhage or infection. The people really pay attention well.
We're getting ready to roll here. After organizing the vaccines, even though she's not technically here as a vet, and passing out the donuts, even though she's not technically the host, Sarah gets her castration station set up next to the hydraulic calf table. She's got her knife with a disposable scalpel blade, her emasculator to crush the spermatic cord, and a plastic Wilcoxon's ice cream bucket.
That's where the nuts go. Usually I throw them in there, and then when I get a break, I peel them, put them back in there, and by peeling them, we're taking off some extra tissue, which is mainly the epididymis and the outer kind of coating of the testicle. And then typically we take them to the cowboy bar, and everybody brings their nuts, and in June they usually have the testicle festival, and they fry them and eat them.
Next week, Sarah Seaman tests bulls at the Upper Kaiser Creek Ranch in Columbus.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.